Mississippi may be close to settling one of the nation's longest-running civil rights lawsuits. The 1975 suit claims that Mississippi's traditionally African-American universities have suffered decades of neglect and underfunding. The state's offered to spend $500 million improving the schools, but some critics say that is not enough, and they're urging a federal judge to reject the deal. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
The campus of Mississippi Valley State University is a monument to the funding gap in the state's higher education system. While Mississippi's predominantly white schools have stately buildings along tree-lined streets, the campus at this historically black college consists mostly of rundown brick structures huddled around a barren lawn. The library here has too few books, the music department is short on instruments, and student government president Michael Andrews says the classrooms can't compare to those at mostly white schools like the University of Mississippi.
I love my university, but it's obviously you can step a foot on their campus and step a foot on my campus and see that there's a difference.
This is the main computer science lab as it stands right now.
In the Valley State Math Department, Professor Constance Bland shows off a makeshift laboratory crowded into a former classroom. The air conditioning doesn't work right, so students swelter in the summer. And Bland says electrical failures often interrupt their work.
We do have problems every time we hook up computers that we knock out the circuits, and then we have to figure out which combination of computers we can turn on at any given time. At the beginning of the semester, we blow out the circuits at least once a week.
Valley State can trace its funding problems, and indeed its very existence, to the era of segregation. Like other southern states, Mississippi established separate colleges for African Americans, who until the 1960s were not allowed at white schools. Today, minority students are free to go to any Mississippi university, but about half enroll at Valley or one of the other two historically black colleges, Jackson State and Alcorn State. At Valley, Vice President Roy Hudson says the institution still suffers from years of financial neglect.
You know, Valley is better off than it has been. We've got some new things, but not enough. I mean, even though we made progress, we need that big boost to get us over the hump.
Hudson hopes the big boost comes from a proposed legal settlement that could net Mississippi's African American colleges $500 million. The deal would resolve a lawsuit filed in 1975 by the late Jake Ayers, a civil rights organizer, who claimed the state was neglecting its historically black universities. In 1992, the case reached the U.S. Supreme Court, which ruled Mississippi's colleges were still segregated and ordered the state to treat its schools more fairly. Now, with this settlement, plaintiffs and state leaders say they're addressing that court order. Congressman Benny Thompson, a Jackson State graduate, is the lead plaintiff in the case.
The settlement is an opportunity to get some resources to the black colleges. That means those colleges can survive a little longer and probably move some of their students to a higher academic level in the process.
Thompson signed the settlement on behalf of plaintiffs this spring, as did Governor Ronnie Musgrove, representing the state. Before it takes effect, a federal judge must agree that it satisfies the Supreme Court's concerns. As part of the deal, Mississippi agreed to pay for new academic programs, construction projects, and endowments at its three historically black colleges. Money, Thompson says, will help address past inequities.
The state of Mississippi, even by the edicts of the Supreme Court, operated a dual system of higher education. And when you're caught doing wrong, you have to pay.
The agreement, though, has attracted criticism from some of the people following the lawsuit most closely. Jake Ayers' widow, who wasn't involved in the settlement talk, says the compromise doesn't do enough to make up for Mississippi's history of segregation. And on the campuses of the three minority schools, several student and faculty groups say the deal still would leave the institutions with out-of-date buildings and unclear missions. Jackson State Professor Mary Coleman says African-American schools deserve twice as much money as the settlement provides. She says negotiators missed an opportunity to bolster the colleges with new academic programs and course offerings.
This compromise clearly is inadequate. It barely meets minimal standards in terms of actually representing the actual needs of these universities that we can trace back to the state's policies and practices of discrimination.
Opponents also object to language in the settlement that forces historically black universities to diversify their student population. The deal says schools can't fully control the new money until 10% of their student body consists of people who are not African American, about double the current percentage. The requirement is designed to ensure Mississippi's higher education system is desegregated, but Jackson State Faculty Senate Chairman Ivory Phillips says the measure unfairly burdens the colleges.
It's a real slap in the face to African American students because it says to them, you don't deserve any more programs, you don't deserve any better facilities because there are no white students here. If they are here, then we'll provide funds through various programs. So to me, it's a real slap in the face.
Next month, Phillips and other professors plan to ask Judge Neil Biggers to reject the settlement. That could result in the two sides reopening negotiations, or it could force a trial, which Phillips hopes would yield a more generous award. Judge Biggers, who's presided over the case for 15 years, also has expressed reservations about the settlement, but he's concerned traditionally black schools are getting too much money, not too little. Lawyers who crafted the agreement are trying to hold it together despite the criticism. Attorney General Mike Moore says it represents a unique chance to improve the colleges.
If there's too much detraction from this, if the court doesn't approve this settlement and just continues in litigation, they won't get anywhere near what's being proposed today. And that would be a shame. We'd miss a huge opportunity to improve the historically black universities in Mississippi, and I'd hate to pass it up.
If the settlement is approved, Mississippi would join several other states that recently have resolved long-standing university funding disputes. Tennessee last year agreed to spend $75 million to improve its historically black schools, while Louisiana allocated $13 million to desegregate its college agriculture departments. Maryland also has agreed to improve higher education opportunities for African American students. The federal government continues to monitor the efforts of 11 states to eliminate discrimination at their public universities. Adam Huckberg, NPR News, Jackson, Mississippi.